Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I have another money manifesting tip for you. One that I picked up from The Little Money Bible by Stuart Wild. And I found it on the You Are Creator YouTube channel. And so, yeah, we're going to talk about it. In case you're new to the program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, you're ready to increase your income, you're ready to expand into the person you really know you're meant to be, then I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out you can book a single session with me, and I have the Massive Result 1-Year Program, which is really wonderful, that over a year you can completely transform your whole relationship with money and step into the highest level of earning that you desire. So yeah, okay, let's talk about this tip. I'm really excited about it. First and foremost, I want, if you are in a state right now where you're feeling insecure about money, you want to manifest more, maybe you've been really tuning into the news about the economy and inflation, and I would strongly recommend that you start making it a practice, just put it on in the background of your life, of listening to the content on the You Are Creators page on YouTube. Yeah, the channel, I guess it's called a channel. You Are Creators. It's Justin Perry. I'm not familiar, you know, I'm not affiliated with him anyway. I'm just a fan of the page. But every time I'm feeling like a little off, there are affirmations there. He's got audiobooks where this one, the Stuart Wild, The Little Money Bible. My gut says I've read this, but it was so nice to hear it. I just put it on while I was working one day in a low volume. And I happened to just kind of tune in at that moment where I heard this tip. It's called, you write a letter to the universe, collecting on a refund for all the good you've done in the world. All of your kindness, all your love, all your good vibes, all the things that you've done, you're collecting on it. It will feel a little weird at first because you're like, well, aren't I supposed to do those things for free? Yeah, you are. You're not. We don't do those things from any other place than the generosity in our heart. But our limiting beliefs will keep us from receiving the natural magnetic return that we're supposed to, right? Well, if we're holding some limitations about what is possible for us around money, we will subconsciously block the flow of good coming into our life, because like attracts like. So if we put good into the world, it's meant to come back to us, and it can come back to us in the form of cash money, right? So this exercise helps you tap into being receptive and open to cash money. So you write a letter to the universe and you say, you can probably hear me flipping because I was working and I heard it and I jotted it down, and I want to see what my notes are on it, but I don't know where they are, but I can tell you what it is. So essentially you just write a letter to the universe and you say, I am collecting on, it is time for me to receive a refund for all the good work I've done. And then if you want to, specifically, if you feel comfortable asking for that specific amount of money, or you can ask for an additional payment of a substantial amount. Maybe you can't get your energy behind $1 million, but then you're leaving it over to the universe and you want it to be a cash payment, right? Or I'm open to a huge payday. Maybe it's on something you've been working on. Maybe you just want it in general. And say anything else that comes to mind in that. You can be, maybe I'm worthy and deserving of it because I am. It could be, I'm tapping into the abundance that's always available to me. I know that all my needs are met. Just say everything you want to say. Of course, gratitude. Of course, knowing it's done. This request is done. And I have faith in the beautiful unfolding of it. So just write a letter to the universe. It doesn't need to be fancy. and sign your name to it. It's not one that you have to burn unless that's a part of your spiritual practice. I know some practitioners, they even burn their prayers as if a way of releasing them to heaven. So if that's on your heart to do that, or you can just leave it in your journal as a sincere request to the universe for this amount of money. And again, this was taken from the Stuart Wild, The Little Money Bible, which you can listen to on the UR Creators page. It's called The Metaphysical Money Guide is the title of the video. I'm bummed that he doesn't always title if it's essentially a reading from the book, he doesn't always title it as a book. But if you go through the page and you start seeing all the resources he has there for you, I mean, he has so many of the old-timey prosperity books there that you can listen to. And just put it on in the background of your life. He also has great affirmations. Like, I want to meet this man just to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for creating all of these beautiful affirmation recordings that did not exist 10 years ago. So yes, there is so much there for you to tap into the energy of abundance. There's no reason for you to feel lack and limitation. Just use all the resources, just like you use this podcast, just like you use your journal. If you have oracle cards or any other way in which you receive information psychically, use this channel the same way. And sometimes I'll just put something on and then say a prayer, like, Spirit, just bring me all the resources I need. And then another video will pop up and another video will pop up and another one. And before you know it, I'm feeling good about money again. So great. That is the tip. Enjoy it. Keep it simple. If your heart told you as you're listening to this, oh, I should do that, go do it. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Just go do it. And it doesn't need to be fancy. Just open the note section of your phone or write a text message and put your phone number in there, and it'll send to you, dear universe, right? Whatever it is that you need to do, do it now. Write the letter, ask for what you want, believe it's going to happen, be specific, and trust and have faith that your requests will be honored. It must be honored. If you ask in faith, it must be honored. If you ask, and this is biblical, if you ask believing that it's already done, meaning you're praying as if it's already done, this letter is just a form of prayer, it must be done. And not in some distant time. What I said in my last podcast, it's not some like in the future. It's meant for you in the immediate. Yes, Spirit's always in control of the timing. But sometimes we think that, oh, these exercises, that must mean it'll come to me later, way later. No, if you're asking right now, Spirit's going to respond right now. And all you have to do is be open and receptive to it. And a part of that is letting go of all the beliefs that tell you you can't have the money that you want, that you have to suffer, that it has to be hard. It does not need to be that way, right? And the more that you let go of that, it's the beliefs that keep you from having the prosperity that you desire. And as a result of those beliefs, it's the actions you take that keep you from your desires. Right? There we go. I love you. Thank you for listening to this program. If you're looking for a coach, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out the Massive Result 1-Year Program. You can book a session with me. If you like this show, please sign up for my newsletter. You'll get 2 intuitive messages from me a week for free. Yeah, I look forward to connecting with you again. Believe in your prosperity. You are worthy and deserving. Tune out the noise of the news. Tune out the noise of the neighbor complaining about their finances, and trust that it is all within your reach. It is all within your reach. And of course, I was going to end, and my spirit guides did say a little piece here. This is a sidebar from this letter to the universe. Know that you will probably have to do something. You will have to create a channel for this money to flow in. If you are praying these prayers and doing this work and thinking you don't have to do anything to create a space for money to flow in, then you are flawed, right? And I love you. You aren't flawed. That thought process is flawed. It's not going to happen, my friends. It happens when you create any channel, any channel. So it could be that you decide to sell some old stuff that you have on the internet. You want to sell some stuff. You opened a channel. Spirit will fill that channel with money. So you're just not limited to the cost of that item. But in opening the channel, it's your way of saying to the universe, I am ready to receive. So know that even if you write this letter, trust your intuition to guide you as to how you can create a channel for money to flow in. It may come from other sources, but the act of creating the channel opens the door to more and more and more prosperity. If you have a business, it might be you do 10 extra sales calls. If you are working a job and your boss offers you an hour of overtime, take it if it feels right and true to you. And you just created an additional channel for yourself. And it's from that place that more and more and more will come. It definitely come in whatever form the channel is, that exchange. But then it's opening up to things you hadn't considered, things you couldn't even consider, the infinite possibilities of the universe around money. All right, my friends, I love you. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.